God, thank you for this time of celebration, this annual reminder of the child king that was born for us when you stepped into creation and set things right. You and your love gave us far more than we could ask, think, or imagine. You gave us yourself. As we enter this week of Christmas, may the celebration and joy overrule the chaos and the rushing. May we be able to focus entirely on you and on Christ, the purpose for this all, and the significance of this day. May we see Christmas for what it truly is and see beyond what we have tried to make it. Lord, open our eyes to what the angels were proclaiming, that the shepherds were praising, and what the wise men were seeking. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Children, you may be seated. Children, you are invited to Children's Church. I have a question for you. By show of hands, who's ready for Christmas? Okay, this one's going to take a little more honesty. Who still has some Christmas shopping to do? All right, what about this one? Who is ready for Christmas to be over? Have you ever noticed how things get dressed up around Christmas? Even as I walked in this morning, excuse me, some wise guy looked at me in a suit and said, "Oh, it must be the week of Christmas." Rusty Reese, if you're listening to this, that's you. But I'm not the only thing, right? Like, our houses get lights, our presents get wrapping paper, our trees get ornaments, everything gets changed. We cook food we haven't thought about for a full year, and we sing songs that a week ago would have irritated us. We put things in our house that we otherwise never would, because what's outside stays outside. And what's inside stays inside, unless it's a Christmas tree. Then you take the outside and put it inside, and you take the lights from inside and put it outside, and that's the changeover every year. And we rush around trying to make everything look as good as we possibly can, unless you're at an ugly sweater party. You know, there's a rather poignant Christmas story about a little girl who watched her mother and dad getting ready for Christmas. To her, it seemed that dad was preoccupied with burdens and bundles, and mom was concerned about parties and presents, and they just had no time for her. She felt she was being shoved aside. In fact, it seemed to her that she was always being told, "Would you just get out of the way, please?" So one night in December, she knelt beside her bed and prayed this prayer: "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our Christmases as we forgive those who Christmas against us." Our time, our energy, and our efforts are caught up in a Christmas culture. We dash out the day after Thanksgiving, hoping to get the best deals on Christmas presents and hoping to get just the thing the person on our list wanted. We wrap up the gifts as pretty as we can. We hang up lights. We spend hours searching for that perfect tree. We run around to friends and family, not to mention the weeks of preparation for the family gatherings and church events. This has got to be the busiest time of year for us, just to make sure things are wrapped and decorated in Christmas cheer. And all of these things are fine by themselves, right? There's nothing inherently wrong with all of this. In fact, some of it is good, except for I still don't understand hanging up your socks around the house and grabbing a tree from outside in, because my parents always told me what's outside stays outside. And I know when I ask this, I'm going to sound like the Grinch or Ebenezer Scrooge. But do you ever get tired of it all? Does it ever get overwhelming? Does it ever seem like just a nonstop dead sprint until the end of the year, from Thanksgiving until New Year's morning, this sprint trying to get everything done so that everything looks good and we create this dressed up happiness? Is that what Christmas is really all about? Is there something more? What if there is something that could leave us truly satisfied, not just on December 25th, but every day? What if there were something that didn't just make things look better for a short time with decorations and ornaments, but transformed our life? What if there is something that would truly meet our needs and solve our problems? What if we took just one Christmas and unwrapped it? What would it look like? I think it would look a little bit something like this. Uh-oh, we need the audio. Here.
This is awesome. Me.
There we go.
This is me confessing.
This is me admitting.
This is me trying to turn around.
Trying to turn around the thing that happens every year.
Because this...
this is where Christmas begins. Dear Christmas, it's not you, it's me. Every year you come around.
And every year I hope that I'll have peace and joy and wonder.
Every year I place my hope in the gifts you ask me to buy, but I still feel empty.
Every year I chase after the seasonal traditions you bring, but I never catch up.
Every year I organize my family gatherings that you encourage, but I still need to belong. They're all good things, I know, but they're not the best things.
So maybe this is where I go back.
Maybe this is where I go back to where it all really begins.
It begins with a timeless story that happened in real time.
It begins with a baby boy, born to a humble couple, announced by a proclamation from heavenly angels to lowly shepherds.
It begins with the word that dwells among us and becomes the lamb that dies for us.
You are God with us.
You are God for us.
And you are God refusing to abandon us.
So Christmas, you're here, but I'm here too.
Tired, but wide awake.
Wide awake. To you.
To this. To all of it.
Because this.
This is where Christmas begins.
Sometimes we can get so caught up in the decorations around Christmas that we forget the real reason for it. Let me invite you this week to spend one Christmas unwrapped. Because Christmas has been wrapped up in so many traditions, events, decorations, and ornamentations. This Christmas, unwrap the festivities and trimmings to find the greatest gift: God humbling himself for our good. The good news is that there is something that brings us all we are seeking to accomplish with Christmas, the peace, hope, and joy we are seeking to find in this holiday. It's a gift made just for you with your name on it. That gift has been given to you, so what will you do with it? Will you give it back? Will you embrace it, make it your own, and share it with others? Let's take some time to unwrap this gift, to see the gift behind it all. And for the Christmas Eve service on Tuesday, we're going to be in a more familiar Christmas text. So today we're going to look at a more uncommon Christmas passage, the first chapter of the book of John. Go ahead and open there with me, if you would, if you have a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, we have one for you as a gift. Looks just like this, out in the foyer. Please don't leave without one. The text will be on the screen. John tells us in symbolic form the story of Jesus, where he says in verse 1 of John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." We skip down to verse 14. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Do you get that? Do you understand what that means? That the very first Christmas had its own special wrapping paper. The very first Christmas, God came wrapped in humanity. He was a gift for all, born in the likeness of men. On that day, God came in the flesh. If you want an unwrapped Christmas, there it is in all its wondrous and glorious simplicity. All the Christmas decorations, songs, gifts, and other festivities are there because of this. That this is what is hidden behind all that wrapping. Jesus. You couldn't ask for a better gift to unwrap. Do you see what John is saying here? The one that created everything, the reason all things exist, the source of every good thing, even that thing you're hoping to unwrap on Wednesday, he came to us and lived among us. He came to us and lived with us. That is where an unwrapped Christmas begins. All these other things point to that. You can see it throughout. Evergreen tree, a sign of eternity, an eternal life that Christ gave us. The lights on the tree, we are lights to the world, shining that message of eternal life and hope. There are gifts, the greatest gift ever given, wrapped in humanity. Are you starting to unravel what Christmas is all about? And why are the colors red and green? Green for life and red for the sacrifice that he made. But why? Why did he come? Was it simply to do some miracles? Was it to teach us something profound? Was it to leave us an example to follow? Well, that's another layer of unwrapping. See, for thousands of years, the people had another holiday. The people of Israel would celebrate the covering of their sins at the beginning of the new year. They would celebrate by making a sacrifice of a bull, a ram, and two goats for the sins of the nation, to cover over or wrap over their sins. They even called it Yom Kippur, the day of covering, the day of atonement. Year after year, they had been waiting for God to deliver from them their annual reminder that things were not as they should be, that something was wrong, that sin was in the world. And year after year, they were reminded that they could not come into God's presence because of sin and imperfection in their own life. But then, something changed. Another lamb was born, called the Lamb of God. This lamb would not only take away the sins of the people of Israel once every year, he would do it once and for all the world. He was unlike any other who had been born before him because he was entirely faultless, physically and spiritually. Not a single flaw in him. But, as many lambs who were born in that country, he was born to die, to be a sacrifice. As beautiful and flawless as he was born to die for the sake of God's people. This lamb we know as the person Jesus Christ. See, often we focus on the baby in the manger and we forget that he didn't stay there. He grew up to be the sacrifice for us. And they called him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. See, we couldn't come into his presence, so God came to ours. Do you get how profound that is? We could not step into his courts without his righteous judgment immediately being poured out on us. So he took on broken humanity and lived among us to set things right. In fact, Christ came to the world to save sinners. That's his express purpose. He came to bring those who are far from God near to him. That's why Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 2, he says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was born in, he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men." God became human, really human. During this time of year, we try to like dress ourselves up and try to make ourselves look like anything but human. We try to be holly and jolly, but Christmas reminds us that God himself became human, truly human. He took on broken humanity that we might become truly human. Human as well. Human the way he made us to be before sin corrupted and covered his creation. That is part of this gift that is unwrapped on the first Christmas. God giving back what sin took. Our true and perfect humanity. We were made to be like God, so God became like us that we could be like him. And it came to us in the person of Jesus, God in the flesh. See, in human form, Jesus has been in every respect tempted as we are, yet without sin. He was spotless and perfect. Look, we all have secrets we hide, don't we? Parts of who we are and what we have done that we would rather be kept hidden in secret. Our thoughts, our desires, our hopes, our passions, things we've done, and maybe even what's been done to us, or worries which we won't show anyone else. But in the eyes of God, all is plain and bare. And there will come a day when the entire world will know, yes, we are flawed right now. All of us are familiar with our shortcomings and failures. Jesus didn't have those. He alone was perfect. But he didn't want to be the only perfect human being at the expense of the rest of humanity. He doesn't want to watch us go our way into destruction in our guilt. Instead, he took on our burden of guilt. He gave himself in all his glorious splendor in our place. That's why Paul goes on to say, in being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. See, Jesus came to take the wrapping paper off, to do away with the need for the old covering. He came, wrapped himself in humanity, became truly human to take away what we were trying to cover up. Christmas is about no more need for false appearances, no more need for the covering of lambs, no more need to try to make yourself look better than what you really are. So how terrible is it then that that's what Christmas has become? Trying to make things look better. Trying to make yourself look as good as possible, about decorations, about dressing things up. Friends, we've gotten it all backwards. Instead of seeing the goodness of God in Christmas, we try to impress others. Instead of worshiping the incarnate Creator, we worry about created things. Rather than celebrating our rescue from sin, we occupy ourselves with decorating and acquiring. What if we unwrapped Christmas from its cultural norms and took it back to the gift it was meant to be, a celebration of when Christ came to be among us? This allows us to be honest with ourselves. We are not okay. Because let's be honest, we can fool ourselves into thinking we are okay. We can make ourselves think that under similar circumstances, with similar conditions, everybody would respond the way we do. But the reality is that we are not okay. We are not as we should be. Just like the day of covering was for the Jews, Christmas every year is another yearly reminder of our own personal need of the Savior. That's why we celebrate Him coming. Because we desperately need Him. We are reminded of the gospel that we do not have all the answers and we do not have it all together, but God does have the answer and He gave Him to us as a gift. Don't leave this gift unwrapped. Because when we see Christmas this way, we see ourselves as we truly are. And there is so much freedom in that when we accept our flaws and our weaknesses instead of working so hard to try to cover them up. We accept them that they really are there, not that we leave them that way. But how are you going to change and grow and develop unless you realize there are areas in which we are broken, that we need to grow, that we need transformation? And when we're honest with ourselves, we can be honest with each other. Be honest with those around you. Now, use wisdom and discernment. You don't have to tell everybody everything. There's a time and a place, and there are some people you shouldn't tell anything to. Use discernment. But if we are never honest with each other, if all we see is the wrapping paper of a forced smile and false happiness, we never give the gift of vulnerability, closeness, and genuine support. One of the first things sin did was it put a divide between Adam and Eve. For the first time, they knew there was something wrong between them. And they start playing the blame game, and their relationship starts to spread even further. Sin divides. Christmas should be a reminder that we are to be helping one another, to be genuine with one another, not wrapping ourselves up to make us look better. I recommend connecting to a small group. You want an opportunity to share? Get two or three other believers in a similar chapter to yours together. You're struggling with some of the same things. You can hold each other accountable. You can encourage one another. Get an accountability partner, if nothing else, just one other person that you can be honest with. With your struggles, with your excitements, everything. And if nothing else, pay for an accountability partner. Go to counseling. You realize there's no shame in needing help? There's only one time that God said something about his creation that was not good. He looked down, he saw the heavens he had made, the animals he had made, the creation he had made. It's all good. One thing he said, that's not good. He looked down, he saw Adam alone. So he made him a helpmeet, Eve. God did not design us to live life alone. Be honest with each other. Live Christmas and the rest of the year, by the way, unwrapped. For Christians, by the way, yes, I know somebody's going, yeah, December 25th, we don't know if Jesus was actually born on that specific day. Yeah, so let me challenge you. Make Christmas every day. Because every day should be a celebration of this child that was born. And if we are honest with each other, we can, each one of us, declare to each other, I need the Savior too. And when we are honest with ourselves and we are honest with each other, we can be honest with God. I don't know if you know this, but God made you. He knows you thoroughly, every part of your life. God didn't need to shake the present to figure out what was underneath the wrapping paper. He put it there. He knows what's inside you. He knows who you are. He's not interested in the wrapping paper of your life. You know, growing up as a kid, Christmas, I would always see one of two types of wrapping paper from my grandparents. Either that week's newspapers. How many of you do that? Use newspaper. Yeah. Or I saw the same wrapping paper I saw for the past 3 years that Grandma was always very careful. Now be careful, Chip. That's what she called me, Chip. Be careful, Chip. Well, you're unwrapping this because this wrapping paper is expensive. She lived through the Great Depression. And she wanted to preserve that wrapping paper so that she could use it for years to come. And it would be like, you could see where tape had been attached and ripped off in years past. And she would use it over and over and over. And that was it, not about the present inside the wrapping paper. Be careful with the wrapping paper. That's not the way God sees us. He cares far more about you, the real you, not the wrapping paper you, not the one that you put out as a front for everybody else. He is focused on you. On top of that, and this blows my mind, that on top of that, God has been in the flesh. He has been wrapped in this humanity that we have. And he has been tempted in every way as we are. He knows what your struggle is like. Personally, he's been there. You don't have to impress him. He knows you. So what would this look like? Living life unwrapped before God. It's being honest with him and saying, God, here I am. Do you think there was a reason shepherds and kings came to see the baby Jesus? They recognize their need of him. One person's trying to kill him, Herod, who says, I don't need this king. I'm good. I'm king of my own life. Friends, if that's you, unwrap this Christmas. We need him. This looks like confession of saying, Lord, it's me again. I need what your son did on that cross. I need Christmas one more time. I need to unwrap that present, that gift you gave again today. If Folks, this is what Christmas is about. God coming to us just as we are. Not because he's impressed by the wrapping paper, not even because of the present he knows is inside. Because in reality, Christmas unwrapped is God giving us the gift of himself. We don't have to polish that up. We don't have to ornament it. We don't have to make it look better. We don't have to decorate it. It's the best thing that is out there. That's why when God calls us to himself, it's not him being selfish. Because if you love somebody, you want what's best for them, right? I mean, we're going to be giving out gifts this Christmas. And if you just handed out second rate, you know, didn't really try hard, you went to a dollar store and picked out a few things, is that really expressing love for that person? But if you say, here's the best I could find. Folks, God is the best. He's the best because he created it all. He is the source of all good things. He's the best thing out there. That is Christmas unwrapped. We don't have to cover up. We don't have to decorate it. Now, what I'm not saying is that, well, tear down that Christmas tree, get rid of the decorations. If you go to my house, you will see Christmas lights. You will see a Christmas tree. You will see stockings hung. Well, I don't have a chimney, but they're hung with care on the stairs. How about that? But if we see behind it all the gift that God gave us that first Christmas, we see Christ in every bit of Christ's Mass. You realize that's what it started off as, a special church service just to celebrate Jesus? Because, hey, every Sunday wasn't enough. Let's throw an extra one in there during the year. Because we are celebrating God coming to us. That is Christmas unwrapped. As we sing our closing song, do you understand? We're going to sing Noel. Do you understand what Noel is? Noel is a French word for birthday. We are literally singing a birthday song to God. God came and dwelt among us, wrapped in humanity. And once you start peeling back the wrapping paper of what that means, you ever had one of those gifts, like you just peel back a little bit of a corner and you think it might be that thing you've been longing for all year? Whether it's something you asked Santa for or you've been pestering mom and dad every time you go to the store, you start to realize, oh, it really is what is the one from A Christmas Story? A Red Ryder BB gun? And you just start to realize, oh, it is. It is. Folks, that's what it's like once we start to unwrap Christmas. Everything our heart has been longing for, we'll talk about this more on Tuesday, is found in this gift. That is Christmas unwrapped. Thank you for coming among us. Thank you for taking on humanity. Thank you for, even though you are God Almighty, creator of the universe, coming into your creation and taking on the form of a frail and vulnerable baby. For that humility, Lord, we are truly grateful. Let us exemplify that to each other this time of year. Rather than trying to wrap things up and make things look good, may we simply show how good you really are. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. This week, I encourage and challenge you to spend your Christmas unwrapped. Go in peace.